If I can just echo what Rabbi Rosenbaum said and Baruch, that it's a tremendous chizuk for us to come and to see Talmidim of the yeshiva, to see parents of some parents here of Bachem and Mashir right now, and it's truly a chizuk. Someone here drove from Milwaukee, someone's in Mashir many years ago, haven't seen him in so many years, and he drove an hour and a half to come. It's really very special thing, and I think that really what that shows is that the tremendous desire that we all have to be connected to yeshiva, and that's it's a marker of our whole metzius is from yeshiva. So in the few minutes that I have, we just heard a whole shiur, and I'm not going to say a shiur. I want to do two things in this time. A few minutes, mamish, very short. I would like to say the yeshiva now is learning Makkos, and if we're all here to be connected to the yeshiva, so I would like to just say over, first thing I want to say is probably the chakira in Maseches Makkos, that if you walk into the Beis Medrash, you heard all that noise in the Kol Torah in the Beis Medrash every day for this man for the next 3 months. You will hear this chakira being spoken about. So if you hear the chakira, you're connected to the yeshiva now. For 3 months now, you're connected to the yeshiva. If you hear this, I'm just going to say the chakira of what everyone is talking about, all that kol taira. I just want to say over that chakira, and then I'll just say a short vart from the Chumash, from the Parsha, something also about the yeshiva. There's a din, learning Makkos, but there's a din of, there's an isser in the Torah of Lesana Brecha Eid Shaker, that not allowed to say Eidus Shaker. The Torah says that there's a parasha called Eidim Zoyimimin, where you have Eidim who said Eidus Shaker. We know that they said Eidus Shaker because it was through Hazama, Eidim Zoyimimin. If two Eidim contradict each other, two Kitei Eidim contradict each other, that's just a trade of trade. We don't know which one that they were Shakronim. But by Hazama, where first you had one cat of Edom said Edos, and then another cat comes in and says, how could you say the Edos? You were with us in this place, and it's not possible that you knew that. That's Hazama. And the Torah says, so these Edom, they were over Lesana Berecha Eid Shaker. They said Edos Shaker, and now there's a din, special Einish, the Torah says, Kasher Zoman, that they get what they tried to do to the person they were being made in. So they get that happens to them. If they were trying to be mechayiv in mammon, they have to pay mammon. They were mechayiv malchus, they have to get malchus. If they were mechayiv misa, they get misa. Special einish of kasher zaman. It's special dinim about exactly when you get it. There has to be gemar din. There has to be different dinim about kasher zaman, when there can be kasher zaman. So the pashtos in kasher zaman, this einish of kasher zaman, the pshuta is that it's not an oynish for having been over the avera of lesana recha in shokin. It's not just like a person's over a lav. It's an avera for you. Any lav, a person's over, the Torah says, as an oynish of malchus or misa, whatever avera a person does. So when it comes to kasher zaman, the pashtos, that's not an oynish for simply having been over the iser and the Torah of lesana recha in shokin. Because if it would be an einish, just an einish for the avera, so why would it be different if the person was trying to do mammon, trying to enter mechayiv mammon, or trying to mechayiv malchus or misa? If you see that the einish changes according to what the person was, what the eidim were trying to do, so Vayishlach says it's not just an einish, not just an einish for doing the iser. The iser is the same in all the cases, whether it was mammon or malchus or misa. The iser is the same. But if the einish is changing, so Vayishlach says the einish of kasher zaman, the pashas is not pashat mamish, but the pashas will, if we assume that the einish of kasher zaman is not simply an einish for being over the iser of leisana, but rather it's an einish for the actual zmama which these eidim did. They had a plan over here. They were doing something wrong to the person. They did an avla to him, just like if you're mazik a person with his with mammon, the reason why you have to pay, it's not because of the you were ever an iser in the Torah. It's been al chaver. You did something to the person, and that's mechayiv the tashlumin. But kasher zomam, the pasha is the einish of kasher zomam. It's not for the avera, but rather it's for the zmama, the actual thing which you did. Torah views when you have that plan to do something wrong to another person, that's doing an avla to him, and it's the avla what you did to him. That's what's mechayiv the einish of kasher zomam. So depending what the avla was, it could be mammon, it could be malchus, it could be mizah, whatever it was, you have to get the kasher zomam, because it's just like when you're mazik someone, you have to pay. So you did a zmama to him. Torah says you get what the zmama was, that comes back, and you have to, that's your einish. But it's not for the iser, it's for the metzius of the zmama which was done to the chaveri. That's the pashtus. The first Mishnah in Makkos talks about that there are times when Edom said Edus Sheker and there was Azoma and they don't get Kasher Zoma. If they came and were made that someone is a Ben Grusha and they said that he's a Chalol, so the Mishnah says that over there we don't say that the Edom, even if they're Kaihanim, we don't say that they become a Chalol themselves, which is what normally Kasher Zoma would mean, but rather the Mishnah says they get Malkus. Special din, here you have Edom Zoyamin. We're not getting kasher zomam. They're not becoming ben grusha themselves, but they are going to get malchus. And the Gemara has a special mocha. We learn out that there's a din of malchus for this, when you don't do kasher zomam, when you can't do kasher zomam, like over here by Edei ben grusha. So that we learn out from a pasuk, it's diku as a tzaddik, v'shiru as a rasha, v'hayin ben akais a rasha. The Gemara makes a drasha that. In these cases where there can't be the regular kasher zomam, there's a din of malchus. That's a drasha. So the chakira is, which you go back and forth, every gemara, every the chakira is that in this din of malchus, which the Torah is saying, that when you have edim zayimin who you can't do kasher zomam, we can't make them a chalo. And they get malchus. Is this malchus a malchus for the isra of Laisana? Once you're not doing the regular kasher zomam, so now the malchus of its diku, it reverts back to being a regular malchus as an einish on for being over the lav of Laisana, and now it's a regular malchus. Or no, even though you're not getting the regular kasher zomam and you have this new malchus of Hitzdiku. There's a malchus here for Edom Zayim, but it still is a new malchus. It's still not a malchus for as an oynish for being oiver the iser the aveira of Lisana, but rather it still is. It's a new malchus. It's its own demalchus. It's b'makim kasher zamen. But that is the chakira. Is the malchus of Hitzdiku? Is it a malchus as? Now it goes back to being just a regular einish for the iser, to being over the iser, or is it its own din malchus? Just like kasher zomam is a new din einish for the zmama. So the malchus of the hitzdik was also a einish for the zmama. The Torah said you can't do the regular kasher zomam, so you do the malchus, but it's still for the zmama. It's not for the aver, the kama v'kama rayas, this way, that way. Any day you walk into Beis Medrash, you ask any bacher, what's the malchus of its diku? They'll tell you, it depends how you learn. This is the chakir. So now, we're all connected to the yeshiva, mamish, through the divrei Torah of the yeshiva, that koil, all connected to the koil gadol, the lo yosef, connected to that koil, when we have this chakir. That's the first thing. The next thing I want to say is there a chumash? A passage? I just wanted a vayikra. Don't mind. I just want to go back in just the horror that the pasuk says we have in Pasha Shmini. I think this is something which, you know, we're all here, Talmidim of the yeshiva, and I think it's something which we can. Very negeya to any of us who we're zaycha to learn in the yeshiva and to observe what goes on. There's a whole ma'aseh in the parasha where Nadav and Avihu, Misas b'nei Aaron of Nadav and Avihu were killed, and then you have right after that we have the parasha of the different machalas asuras. So the parasha of the machalas asuras, it starts off Vedavra Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron lemor aleihem davru el b'nei Yisrael lemor. Vedavra Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron lemor aleihem. Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron to say to them, Davru el b'nei Yisrael. You should speak to b'nei Yisrael. So Chazal say, Rashi brings that the dibur was this dibur, this specific dibur here of Machalas Asuras was said to Moshe that he should say it to Aaron, and then it should be said to Elazar and Isamar, who are the remaining children of Aaron, that they should then go, all of them should go, and they should say it over to the B'nai Yisrael. Different than the rest of the Torah. There's a whole over here, specifically, the Dibur was given Moshe to Aaron, Elazar and Isamar, that they all should say to B'nai Yisrael. So Rashi says, Chazal, what's the reason for this? As kulam hishva, liya shluchim b'dibur, they're all the same. And this Dibur, they're all the same, to say it over to B'nai Yisrael. Why? Why all of a sudden here are they getting this Dibur? So Rashi says, v'fi shahushvu b'dmima, v'kim lalim zeres hamachim v'abba. They were all shavim b'dmima. As we have, when Nadav and Avihu, when they died, so the Pasuk says, v'yidayim Aaron, he was quiet. V'yidayim Aaron, v'yidayim, it wasn't just Aaron, v'yidayim, but even Elazar and Isamar were part of that Vayidim. They followed Aaron, they were Mechunach from Aaron, so they were all Hushvu Bidmima, and because they were Hushvu Bidmima, so therefore they were all Zaycha to this Dibur, that they should say the Dibur of this Machalas Asuras. That's what Chazal say. So just an interesting thing how we have, what was their schus that they had? That they were quiet. Vayidim, Dmima. They were quiet. And what's the schar that they're getting? The schar that they're getting is that there's a dibur, that they will go and say this parasha now to B'nai Yisrael. It seems almost opposite. Their kayak, their maila, their mida was in the shtika, was in the dmima. And now, as a schar for the dmima, they get dibur. They're going to talk. They're going to say. They're going to say out this whole parasha. It's a little strange. Why is the dibur keneged the dmima? Why is that the schar for the dmima? So, just a machshava in this, that we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the Melamed Torah for Am Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the Melamed. Moshe Rabbeinu taught Torah to Klal Yisrael, and we learn halachas from Moshe Rabbeinu, how we have to be Melamed Torah. The dinim that I learned, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Bechinam, so too, when you teach Torah, it has to also be Torah Shabbat Peh, has to be Bechinam. Different halachas of Meturgamon, the way it goes, you learn from Moshe. Also, Moshe was the Melamed, and Memela, we learn from there dinim about how a person has to be Melamed. If you want to be Melamed, want to teach Torah, then it has to be daima to the way Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the Melamed, he's the dogma of a Melamed. But Moshe Rabbeinu, we find one of the Meshunadik and the Yuchadik of Mailas of Moshe Rabbeinu was that it was the Shechina Medaberes Metayr Goynoi. Chazal say on Moshe Rabbeinu that it was Ki'ilu, the Shechina was speaking Metayr Goynoi. Shekhinah itself was talking. When Moshe opened his mouth, Moshe spoke, it was the Shekhinah talking. And just the Fipshutai, it could be understood that what is that point that the Shekhinah is Medaberes Metagroinai? The Pshutai, the Pshat is that it wasn't Moshe. It wasn't his own Shtikul Torah. It wasn't what he was being Mechadish. It wasn't his slant on it. It wasn't with his Haisafa. It wasn't his Nusach. It was Shekhinah Medaberes Metagroinai, exactly the way the Dvar Hashem, the way Moshe had the Nevuah, it was exactly Shekhinah Medaberes Metagroinai, with nothing that was being added of his own. That's the Melamed Torah, La'am Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu was, that it was Shekhinah Medaberes Metagroinai, it wasn't Moshe himself. And Memela, a Melamed, and being Doimet to Moshe, there is that Bechina of Shekhinah Medaberes Metagroinai. Every Melamed Torah, there has to be that Bechina of Shekhinah Medaberes Metagroinai. It's not him coming, not the Melamed trying to say his own thing, his own Torah. Okay. It's Shekhinah Medaberes Metagroinai. That's what it has to be. If a person can come to learn a sugya, right? You can come and learn a sugya. And so there are some people who come to learn a sugya and they're interested in saying their chiddush. I want to be chal. I'm learning the sugya here so that I can find where I can have my shtickle tire. It's all for that. Right? That's not Shekhinah Medaberes Metagroinai. That's I'm speaking. That's I am saying my haisafa, my shtickle. The Melamed Torah is, it has to be, I'm trying to hear what is the Dvar Hashem. What is the Dvar Hashem, the pure Dvar Hashem. Of course there are Chidushei Torah in determining what is the Dvar Hashem, but the Ratzon of the Melamed has to be that I'm trying to hear and give over the Shekhinah Medaberes Metagroinai, the Dvar Hashem, which is here. That ability for a person to have the Shekhinah Medaberes Metagroinai, right? That means he's turning himself off in a certain way. He's not allowing his Ratzon, his own chelek, to take over and to be kaveya in what he's saying. He's trying to hear Shekhinah Medaberes Metagroinai. That is dmima. That is a vayidon. When the melamed is to come to a darga of Shekhinah Medaberes Metagroinai, that's mechayev of vayidon. It's a vayidon of the person's own rotzen. It's a vayidon of the person's what he wants, what I want to say. I like the way it sounds. I like that vort. I like that chap. There has to be a vayidon. There's a demima in klape myself, klape my what I like myself. There's a vayidon to be able to hear the Dvar Hashem, and that it should be Shekhinah Medaberes Metagroinai. Right, the Mele Taka, they're Zayicha because of the in the schar of the Dmima, they were Zayicha to give over the Dibur of the Machalas Asuras. Giving over the Dibur of Machalas Asuras, that's Shekhinah Medaberes Metagroinai. That's also Vayidah. To be able, that's what Moshe always did. And in the schar for the Dmima, so now Aaron and the Lazar and Yisrael, they're also Zayicha. They can be a Melamed Torah, Melamed Yisrael now, because as a daimim, in that vayidim, they're able to now give over also the Dvar Hashem. This, if I, you know, in, I'm zeichen now to, I am in the yeshiva for many years. I learned there as a bacher, I learned there as a younger man. I'm a Talmud together with all the Talmidim, and I think that if we observe the yeshiva and looking back over so many decisions that were made in the yeshiva, years and years, for all the years and presently that are made, so I think that this is something which is very boilet in the yeshiva where Sai in the Limud HaTorah and the Melamed Torah that the yeshiva is, the Rabbeim that we were Zaycha to have, there was that, it's not about me, it's not about my saying, it's trying to hear what is the Dvar Hashem, what is the Torah saying. There's that ability to try to come to hear the Shekhinah that should be Shekhinah Dvar Hashem Tzad Groinai. And it's not just in the actual shiurim, in the actual learning, but even I never get a chance really to talk about the Baruch. I'm not at his simchas to speak, but you know, with in the Baruch and Nevada, he saw it by his Zayd and by his father. The decisions that are made in the yeshiva, not just in the actual learning, but there's a musuk of trying to separate my own Rotzen, what I would like, what I want. It's my yeshiva. It's my yeshiva. So you can imagine that the decisions that have to be made, it's so easy for a person to be influenced by his own Rotzen and what he wants. But there's a very clear ability, as much as we can, where I think you see in the decisions that are made by the Hanhola of the yeshiva, where it's very much in the yeshiva, in the kloliest, the melame taira, with all the decisions that go into that ability to be melame taira, l'ama Yisrael, there's that bikush that it should be together, shechina medaberes, mitoyer groinam. It's not what I want, it's the decisions in everything we do. It could be decisions in the physical plant, there could be decisions in which food they should give, or all kinds of decisions that go in, but it's all a chelek of the melame Torah that the yeshiva is. And this is a very I think a miyuchadika nekuda that the yeshiva has, that it's so, there's the focus trying to hear what is the Dvar Hashem, what is the Shekhinah. We're trying to give over that's the ruach, that there's a certain trying to have that Shekhinah medaberes mitar groinam, that the Hanhol is that, you see the Baruch Keseder, the always thinking, what does the Ribbono Shalom want? What is the Shekhinah? It may not be so popular, it may not be, it doesn't look so good, or there could be all kinds of decisions that have to be made, but there's the aside of, but what does the Ribbono Shalom, what is the L'Shem Shemayim? And that's what we're trying to do. That's a Shekhinah medaberes mitar groinam, and it's something that we all learn from and that we all aspire taka to be kaina and to be shayach to this madrega, and we should taka all be zaycha to remain makusha to the yeshiva, to be makusha to that kol taira in the yeshiva, and this whole inyan of the Shekhinah medaberes, it should be Shekhinah medaberes for ourselves, that in everything that we do, all of our decisions and all of our learning, it should always be trying to hear what is the Dvar Hashem, not what do I say, what do I want, but rather that pure Dvar Hashem, Shekhinah medaberes mitar groinai. L'shachayach.